This is Talking Property on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
And thank you to Alex for the 9 o'clock news. She will be back just ahead of Saturday morning at the football with another bulletin at 10 o'clock. Welcome to Talking Property for our great mates at Gemmell Homes, particularly Craig Gemmell, who stands behind every home he sells. And he and Stratco have combined forces again today to provide a $100 Stratco voucher for you to use at any of their stores. So thank you, Stratco. Thank you, Gemmell Homes. And that will go to one of our callers of the day, Rob Druitt. How are you, my friend?
Very good morning, and good morning to our regular listeners and new listeners. Yes, very good. A big shout out to the Barr and Stanley team down at Bunbury. I was down there yesterday doing some auction training for them.
Good.
Very good office, very professionally run, and if you're selling in that area, you couldn't go wrong getting them in.
Fantastic. Well, our number's 922-11882. And a big pat on the back for those other banks who've put the interest rates up. I can't use that word.
Oh, it was peer group pressure, obviously.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
right.
They had to join the club.
Yeah, well, I guess their profits are just fairly modest, so you can understand.
Oh, mate, if it drops from 7 to 6 billion, you know, it's catastrophic.
Indeed.
So.
And we'll ask you and our special guests in the studio today if that's going to have any effect on the residential and commercial markets. And our guests are from De Freitas and Ryan, great friends of 882 6PR, Rod Ryan and Miguel De Freitas. How are you, boys?
Yeah, good, Marvie. Good to talk to you again.
And don't they look nice in their tailored shirts with De Freitas and Ryan?
Yeah, what about my shirt?
Yeah. Oh, and yours is particularly good. Yes,
yeah,
that's right. First National Real Estate Druitt and Shed. How
about
that?
Shed, exactly right. And they hadn't. The boys hadn't got in the lift when I said, "How about one of your shirts?"
Yeah, that's right. It's a step up from the polo shirt I've given you because it looks like a nice tailored shirt. So
yeah, even freshly ironed by myself, of course.
Oh, wow, very good. I can see a few creases. You're similar skill level as me with ironing, Rod. Last minute. Oh no, I haven't got a shirt. I need to iron it. Right,
well,
property.
Yeah, well, we do. And we also have our property update from De Freitas and Ryan every week. Well, the boys are in the studio to do it live for the next hour if you want to. How do you see the market? And indeed, the effect of any, if there is any effect, on those slightly 0.25 increase in interest rates. What do you reckon, Rod?
Residential market for us is, I'd suggest, still softening. Mm. There are signs of
things. That's a nicer word than crashing, diving,
that's
falling.
That's correct. That's right.
It's not doing that, though,
no,
is it?
No, it's not. No, I'd say it's we felt at the start of the year that there was a lot of green shoots starting to sort of pop up, and we thought, this is good. You know, we can book the trip to Bunbury for the annual holiday.
Yeah.
And I think it is still softening, and I think, as you just said before, Rob, I think as we get into the middle of the year, it might be a little bit softer again.
That's the time to buy, and a lot of buyers are holding off, aren't they? And that's the point. They're going, oh, we want to wait until we find the bottom of the market, but it might just creep up later in the year, I think.
And the other thing is, I was talking with my daughter this morning over in Melbourne, and she's a real estate agent, and she said, oh, Dad, she said, because people who don't know my background, I was an agent in Melbourne for about 20 years and came here about 15 years ago.
Saw
the light. The area that I was working in, she said, there's just to give you an idea what's happening, she said, I'm going to help a friend of mine buy a unit today in, hopefully, in May Street in Doncaster East. She said there was one there sold 3 months ago for $690,000, and she said there's another one just gone and sold in there now for $740,000. And she said,
boom.
$150,000 increase in 3 months. So she said her friend's looking at buying one just around the corner. And I suggested that maybe a friend might be best off to rent something for a while because that's just silly numbers. But she said there's a lot of the Chinese influence in there with the school zones. They're really keen to get the kids in there. And so, yeah, that's a bit of what I'd call a runaway market. So there must be people across in the eastern states that can't keep up with that, and surely they have to sort of start to swing their focus over here because there's some really, really good buys here.
Well, our market's looking pretty cheap compared, certainly with Sydney being a median house price of twice ours, over $1 million, and ours around just over the 500. So, but commercial, I think, Miguel, it's not so bad.
It's been different.
We're running quite well.
No, what we are finding is that there are a lot of investors coming from the east, especially
seeing value here.
They are, and returns, because cash is king at the moment. So some of these returns are, north of 7%. which is a lot better than what you get at the banks at the moment, and they're seeing the value in the market. So we are busy, commercially speaking.
What sort of price range, Miguel? A lower sort of price range, a sub-million?
No. Bunnings the other day, sold their centre in Joondalup for a record price of $43 million with a yield of 6%, or less than 6%. So, and they were all, you know, over Easter investors that came across here and saw value in the market.
Wow.
Gee.
All right, 922-11882, if you would like to have a chat to us and ask a question. And if you do, you go in the draw for that $100 Stratco voucher. Thanks to Stratco and Gemmell Homes. If you want to send an email, you can. You don't qualify for the prize, but we'll answer your question to the best of our ability. Just put it on harvey@6pr.com.au, and similarly with our SMS 19999677. And out in production is the lovely Madison this morning. She'll be happy to take your call and pop you through to us. Go to the phones. Don't leave it till it's too late. Anything at all, we've got three experts in the studio to answer your questions. So give us a buzz, 922-11882.
We're talking property for Gemmell Homes. Craig stands behind every home he builds. Every Sunday morning on 6PR, we open the door to the House of Wellness.
Acne. Most of us have been through it. It can cause all sorts of issues. This Sunday on the House of Wellness, we'll tell you about the simple everyday remedies that can make a difference. So join us on the House of Wellness this Sunday.
Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings. The House of Wellness, every Sunday morning at 6 on 882 6PR.
And the following is brought to us by Gemmell Homes. I'm now speaking with Craig Gemmell about their latest deal. How are you going, Craig?
Yeah, morning, Harvey. Morning, team. You got a full house in there, Harvey. All the big guns are out today.
Mate, we've got a special chair for you. If you'd been driving past and you saw the light on, we would have accommodated you.
Well, mate, I've been too excited about our latest offer, Harvey, which has a brilliant European flavour.
What do you mean, European flavour?
Well, thanks to our collaboration with Winning Appliances here in Perth, we're offering, at no further cost, drumroll Harvey, a range of European appliances in our Big Value Series homes.
Ooh, what's included in the Big Value Series, Craig?
All right, so in the kitchen we've got the 900mm wide range hood, the 900mm wide oven, and the cooktop, so it's perfect for the home chef and entertainer.
That is great. And what brands are we talking about here? You allowed to say what the brands are?
Yeah, look, I am. I'm talking big quality brand names here, Harvey. So our customers get a choice of either the Smeg, the Miele, or the Bosch appliances in these in all these homes. But this is a limited offer, so people need to get in quick. No mucking around with this one, Harvey.
Okay, so where do we get more info?
Look, to look at the offer, have a look at our website on gemmell.com.au, or for any sales queries, you know the number, 9263-4450.
I rang it at 2 o'clock this morning, no one answered. No, I'm kidding, I'm joking, I will one day. It's the European Appliances Promotion, so just follow your nose on your website, gemmell.com.au, and that number is 9263-4455, and good night bombers tonight, mate. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I don't know. Look, toss of a coin now, isn't it, mate? We're a shadow of our former self.
You're underselling us. Go the Hawks. Good on you, mate. Have a good one.
Thanks again, Harvey. Bye.
You're welcome. And that was Craig Gemmell on behalf of Gemmell Homes.
Corrimal and Windsor's exciting new range of caravans are built for adventure and designed with style. Whether it is in the comfort and elegance of our on-road caravans and pop-tops or our brand-new off-road tough caravans and campers, Corrimal Windsor will ensure you experience Australia your way. See for yourself this weekend at the Perth Caravan and Camping Show for a chance to win an Element Caravan or Seeker pop-top. Proudly manufactured in WA for 40 years and with three dealers in Perth, choose Corrimal Windsor, the trusted brands, with a fresh new look.
The Myer mid-season sale is now on. Save 40% off selected women's lingerie and sleepwear by Calvin Klein and more. Visit Myer today, in-store and online. Exclusions and conditions apply.
In 2017, get on board Bravo, the cruise of the performing arts. Sail from Sydney to the South Pacific from October 31st for 7 nights. Cruise will feature live performances, theme nights, and artist signings, and much more. Jose Carreras will hit the high seas for one of his very last performances. Plus, enjoy David Hobson, Marina Pryor, special guest Ray Martin, and many more. Don't miss out. Call Bigton Travel and book your Bravo Cruise on 9339 6731.
Justin here from Patriot Campers. We've won Camper Trailer of the Year again, and this Wednesday to Sunday, you can get hands-on at the Claremont Showgrounds. Our finance team can get you towing a Patriot from $92 a week to approve purchases. Australia's too beautiful to waste another weekend. Discover more in a Patriot Camper.
The elderly living at home, people with a disability, nursing care following a hospital admission. Focused Care provides a broad range of care and services in your home. Housework, shopping, assistance with showering, dressing and nursing care. For support, call Focused Care, 9302 1737.
The long-awaited return of a true legend. Petula Clark. The First Lady of British music is coming soon to Perth. The legendary Petula Clark performs at Perth Concert Hall Wednesday, May 17 at the special time of 1:30 p.m. Book now at Ticketmaster on 136 100 or perthconcerthall.com.au.
Until 10, this is Talking Property.
And in the studio, of course, Rob Druitt, but also from De Freitas and Ryan, we have Miguel De Freitas and Rod Ryan, and a truckload of calls on the board. Let's go to John of Attardale first up. G'day, John.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you.
That's good. Look, I'm ringing up our survey strata. I'm in a complex of six in Attardale, and we have the normal strata system at the moment. And I understand there are changes that have been made for us to be able to go on to survey strata with a less, instead of 100%, it's either 70 or 75%. Is that correct?
John, if we're referring to the amendments to the Strata Titles Act, that hasn't quite come through yet. It's in discussion.
Right.
But at any time, you can convert. You said you're already survey strata. Are there buildings on the property?
No, we're established. The six of us in the complex, we have a normal strata situation at the moment with strata manager and strata company which looks after us.
How old are the buildings?
28 years old.
Okay, yeah. So you'd probably be what we call build strata. You've got your strata plan and it would show the outline of the buildings.
Yep.
And there's probably 28 years old, probably a lot of common area, perhaps.
Yeah. There is. They wouldn't build them as spread out these days, that's
no,
for sure.
Exactly, that's right. Okay, so what? There's several options. You can update the strata. Depends whether, probably with that age, it might very well be that on the strata plan, really need a copy of the strata plan in front of us to advise you correctly, but I would assume that it has outline of the building and then all of the rest of the area around the building is common area. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah,
okay, It's build strata. It's what we call sort of old strata. So you don't have your delineated areas for your courtyards and your carports and so on. That's probably what you need to get, and you can get a surveyor in, a strata expert, to get that sorted out for you, and then resubmit a strata plan to Landgate so that those areas are clearly delineated. But you'll need to get, obviously, approval from everyone in the complex to do that.
Right, yeah. It's out of the six properties, we have four for sure.
Okay.
And even if it does go to the 70 or 75%, which I have been advised it might do, we will still need that fifth owner to jump in and say yes.
At the moment, you need everybody. You need a unanimous resolution and everybody to agree.
Now, until that is changed.
Until the Strata Titles Act is changed, which will still take a little bit of time. It's in discussions at the moment, and then, of course, it's got to be gazetted and so on. So it will take some time for that to happen. I would keep working on the other two parties. Is it a matter of cost that is their concern?
No, not at all. Just a couple of... how can I put it nicely?
I was about to say that, yes.
Yeah.
Don't need to say anything, actually. I think you said enough.
That's all right. one has to know every single fact from all the correct dots and crossing the T's, et cetera, which is fair enough.
Yes.
But what I might try to find out, too, is there any way or any place I can get literature which I can present to them just to show them the benefits of survey strata?
Yes, certainly. Landgate have a lot of information. And you could also even talk to our strata expert, Peter Munday, Strata Central, who, if you Google that, Strata Central, he will be able to help you as well. And also, look, even your local RERA agents will be able to explain the benefits of being survey. If it's survey strata, it depends on the layout and so on, it certainly would make it more saleable and quite likely an uplift in value, wouldn't it, Miguel?
Yeah, totally agree. So I think that's the key to trying to sell it, the idea to the other two owners, is saying that it will enhance the sellability and also the price of the property. So I think if you can aim at that angle and get some literature that, that'll support that, I think
it's
that's
worth
the
going
way
through with.
Yeah, good on you, John. You're in the draw for the $100 voucher from Stratco. Thanks to Stratco and Gemmell Homes. And we move to Morley now. G'day, Chris. How are you going?
Yes, good morning, gents.
Morning.
We've got a question regarding, we've listed a property in Miranda with a local agent. Anyway, we've had the property on the market for 3 weeks, and we haven't had much interest at all, really. I mean, the agents asked us to drop the price by $15,000, and then another couple of weeks and asked us to drop again. I'm thinking, so we've dropped $30,000 from their listing price. What sort of questions should I be asking the agent? You know, so they've come in and told us that's the sort of market price that we're expecting, and then gone bang, bang, drop the price,
Yes.
$30,000 in a month,
Look, it's frustrating for all sellers and agents in this market, good for some buyers because they're sitting back and waiting and watching the prices. Look, price is always a difficult thing because you never know for sure. And obviously, our job as agents is to get you the very best price in the market. So we're not inclined to underprice it. If anything, we're inclined to give it a price that then hopefully we can negotiate from there and get you the highest price possible. But you really don't find out until you get a property on the market. And you know very quickly, if you're not getting the response straight away. The market is very price-driven at the moment, hence the reason I think we've gone away a bit from the no-price marketing. There tends to be more price marketing now. That's the driver. Okay. Buyers are looking for value, and it's a matter of getting the price right. And that's just basically tweaking it until you get it right, and then all of a sudden you're starting to get response, and then the property sells.
Have you had a look at comparable properties on the market in the area?
Definitely. Yeah, we've had a probably right across the road that sold for, just below that price. So I don't know if that's had an effect on, the sale of our property. But
certainly, Chris. When was that sale?
Oh, that was 3 weeks. So they went on the market pretty much the same time.
Okay.
And their property sold pretty much, in the second.
And what was the differential in price and differential in the home?
$15,000. So same, very similar home. One had a pool, the other didn't. Ours didn't.
And it was $15,000 cheaper.
Yeah, exactly. So,
yeah, a little bit sharper price. And see, the other thing too, which is very hard, is that, we're not talking about the stock exchange here where there's 100 buyers for a particular stock at any time at a price. Often you've got one buyer. They come down the street and they buy that property, and then we assume, oh, that's the market. But maybe not. Maybe that was the buyer. It suits them perfectly. And you've got to wait another 3 months for another buyer to come along unless you get a price very competitive to bring someone else in.
Yeah, okay. All right.
So good on you. Thank you very
talk
much.
Talk to your agent,
Chris,
about it and review the price and you'll get a buy.
And good Richard of Shoalwater is next. G'day, Richard.
G'day. Just wanted to ask a question regarding, Ross Moyne and Lawton High School zone. I've been wanting to buy a property in that sort of area for a while, and just that comment regarding Chinese influence from one of the property experts. It's crazy the influence they have on the property market in these full state school areas, for the good schools, the common person like myself, my
what,
wife.
What, why is it crazy exactly?
Well, because you can't buy into the area unless you're super well off. And I mean, for common people, we can't buy into the area.
But that's what's called market forces.
It's the demand, Look, you bring up a point, Richard, that is a phenomenon which probably in the last 10 years I've really seen coming to the market, and that is the importance of school areas.
Mm.
It's something I don't think anybody really picked up on as a way of certain areas growing faster than other areas. And now, of course, you look in the rear vision mirror and you go, wow, that's amazing. So these areas that have schools that are in high demand and obviously have catchment areas, they're driving, the prices are being driven up, and that's just the forces of the market, supply and demand, fixed supply and stronger demand.
Around the universities is the same, and you might well say that there's some
to a degree,
sort of an Asian influence there as well, because there are a lot of overseas students who are paying for their education.
And they want to be close and so on.
Want to be close,
But particularly in these suburbs where you have catchment areas, because there's a defined area that you need need to buy in. So I guess I'd look at it and say, well, okay, I think there'll be continue to be growth in those areas. If you can go the extra distance, it's worth getting into because you're likely to see further growth.
Right, Richard's dropped off the line. I think we've either answered his question effectively or he doesn't like us. Barry of Thornley. G'day, Barry.
Hi, good morning, Thomas. How are you?
Good.
I just got an appraisal. I've got an industrial property in Mannington area.
Oh, we've got an industrial real estate expert sitting next to me.
Miguel de Freitas.
He's dying to answer your question. Fire away, Barry.
Okay, then. It's on 2,000 square metres with 350 with office space and workshop in it. And that's got an appraisal of just over 600,000. I thought it would be worth about 9 or something, 8 or 9 at least.
Where is it exactly? Sorry?
Barry? In Mannington industrial area,
okay.
The older part.
And look, there has been a downturn in the market, generally speaking.
Yep.
But what we're finding is that with commercial properties is that people aren't as sentimental. So what I mean by that, that's why we've had the activity, because it's all a commercial decision. But how old is the building that you've got?
Oh, yeah, it would have been built in the late 50s or 60s, I suppose.
So, and low truss height warehouse, or...
Yep.
So you've got some competition because a lot of people are wanting the higher trusses. Mm. A lot of people are wanting the higher trusses, and they're also wanting larger roller door access points and power supply. What's your power supply there?
Well, it's on three phases, probably about it. Three phase.
So again, you've got a lot of competition, which you didn't have 10 years ago, with different estates coming on the market in Forestdale and Gosnells, and that's one of the determining factors in regards to property values.
Well, I thought that I couldn't buy a house for that, really. A 600,000 stover.
Yeah.
So you're on 2,000 square metres as well,
I understand, but market forces are market forces, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then.
Good on you. Thank you very much indeed, Barry. And we'll take more of your calls after we pay some bills. 922 11882 if you'd like to join the conversation. And who knows, you may finish up with our special prize today. Thanks to Stratco and Gemmell Homes. It's a $100 Stratco voucher, which you can use at any of their stores.
We're talking property for Gemmell Homes. Craig stands behind every home he builds.
Top tips for tipping. Study the stats.
Listen to your mates.
Listen to the experts.
Maybe not that one, Baz.
The big tip we can give you, 6PR footy fans, is get the game.
Tipping, draft fantasy and pick 7. It's free to enter and easy to play.
Plus, there's more than $150,000 in prizes to be won, including a Mazda BT50 XTR.
Sign up now at thegame.com.au.
Brought to you by Mazda, Channel 7, The West Australian and 882 6PR.
Get a great bet special with SuperPick on TabTouch. Choose the money back option and you could get money back up to $50 cash. SuperPick, once a day on any Australian race. Get the TabTouch advantage. Conditions apply. Gamble responsibly.
We downsized but got a big garden with a lake.
No gardening required.
Close to nature.
Not far from the city.
Plenty of shopping nearby.
Golf courses.
Have a drink with the neighbours.
Ah, look at this view. I'm staying in.
Live life by the lake at Bethany Guelup, a brand new village for over 55s with stylish one and two bedroom apartments starting from $350,000 and the beautiful Lake Guelup Reserve on your doorstep. Join us this Saturday between 11 and 3 for the grand opening. Call 131 151 today.
Honey,
yeah?
What if we knock through that wall, put in some new bifold doors onto a patio, a big new double-glazed window in the bedroom, and the front door could do with a facelift? What do you think?
Sounds like a job for Perth Window and Door Replacement Company, the experts in design and installation of innovative bifold sliding doors and windows. Search perthwindowreplacement.com.au.
Only one problem, love. We're renting.
Perth Window and Door Replacement Company. Improve your home and security.
A property market update with Dr. Andrew Wilson. Thanks to Domain, Australia's best property app. Find your perfect home on the Domain app or at domain.com.au.
Perth clearly remains a buyer's market, but we are starting to see some early signs of increased demand from buyers, particularly in higher priced inner suburban areas. Those buyers are perceiving that it's a good opportunity to move into a trade-up market where the challenges, yes, are finding a buyer for their existing property, but once that challenge is met, they can then move into a higher price range, taking advantage of those lower interest rates. And we are starting to see some results in terms of higher prices growth in those inner suburban prestige areas of Perth. So early days yet, but no doubt some better signs for the Perth housing market moving through the early autumn selling season.
Finding your perfect home is easy with Domain. Download Australia's best property app or visit domain.com.au.
Over the years, I've had my battles with smokes. My lungs got pretty bad. Sometimes I could hardly breathe. I'm not sure why I smoked, I just did. I wanted to be there for my kids, so I quit. Quitting was tough, I just kept trying. I get to see their smiles every day. Mum and the aunties are pretty happy too. They didn't want me to die from smokes like Dad did. My name is Ted, and family is my story. Don't make smokes your story. For help, download the MyQuit Buddy app, call the Quit Line, or visit Quit Now.
Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra. Spoken by Effiona and Arn Youth.
Buying, selling, or renting. Get Perth's best real estate advice now. Call 922-11-882.
Or you can send us a text on 19999-677 or indeed an email to harvey@6pr.com.au. We've got Don on the line from Willerton. G'day, Don.
Yeah, morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
I sell a lot of property out in the Willerton, Rossline High School zone areas. And I was giggling to myself in the car when I was listening to the young fella earlier on saying that he can't buy what he wants and everyone's starving him out of the market. Stuff was a bit of a load of rubbish I've ever heard. What I see on a weekly basis is kids coming into the home opens, they've sold their little place out in the far-flung mortgage belt 40 k's south of the city, and they think that because they sold their 4x2 in Auburn Grove for under 500,000, they should be able to walk into Willerton and also find themselves a nice brand-new 4x2 for 500,000.
Well, different price range, isn't it?
Yeah, it's as logical as thinking I can go to Dalkeith and buy one for the same price over there, but the big issue that we're confronted with is that really good quality homes, the beautiful big 4 and 5x2s, they'll still do $900 to $1 million plus without any effort at all. But there is a large amount of what used to be privately managed ex-rental stock is in the marketplace now. And these properties, they don't present well, they're not neat and tidy, and they need a little bit of work.
That'd be good buying, wouldn't they, Don?
Oh, this sensational opportunity.
Because you could just add value to it and you're in the right area.
Absolutely. But do you reckon any of these people that are coming in to have a look at them are willing to pick up a set of secateurs and do some work in the garden or maybe pick up a paintbrush and do anything inside? And so they'll spend months and months. And we track the buyers through the home opens. We'll see them for 6 or 8 months going round and round and round complaining that they can't find anything that they can afford and bitching that everybody else is pricing them out of the market. Well, they just have to be a little bit more realistic and willing to do a little bit of work, and they too can profit from the area like everybody else has.
Oh, well, there's your tip for buyers out there. That's the way to go, and it certainly is the way to go. If you can buy something in the high-priced suburbs, you buy. It's the old story, isn't it? Buy the worst house in the best street. Yeah. Add value to it.
Thank you, Don. Good on you, Don. Thank you very much indeed, mate, for calling us. Tony of Beckenham. G'day, Tony.
Hi, how are you going?
Good. What can we do for you?
I've just about got practical completion for a house I've just got built. They've done the crossover from the road verge to the front fence. I've asked them to level it out because when they box it out, they've got the dirt in a pile and they've still got bits of concrete dags there. And the supervisor doesn't seem to think that it's his concern.
Well, I would have thought that would have been part of the contract to prepare it and then obviously take away. You need to probably check. What was your contract for the crossover and for the work that was done on the verge? Was that part of your building contract?
Yeah. I didn't want that. I'm doing the drive from the front fence to the garage, but they've done the crossover. And like I said, it's when they've boxed out the dirt, it's piled there, you know, and like I said, the concrete dags that are left over from when they've done the crossover.
Yeah, I mean, you know, do the job properly. You clean up after you. That's what should be done. But go back to your builder. Have you spoken about that with your builder?
Oh, the supervisor last week. Yeah, we had the first PC.
Yep. Okay. Well, I'd be pushing them to say no. That needs to be tidied up. You've still got money owing to them, probably.
Yeah, of course I do.
Okay, well, there's your leverage with them, I suppose, to say, hey, look, I'm prepared to pay the final payment, but only when the job's done properly and finished off and cleaned up.
So, legally, like, they've given me 10 days for the last final payment, so if they don't fix it up in these 10 days, they're going to say they're going to charge me interest. Are they legally... Can they do that if they haven't done this...
Tony, before we can answer that question, what you've got to do is really refer back to your contract and have a look at the contract, and then you can answer that question.
Okay. Well, yeah. It's just a normal building contract. Like I said, it's one that I went through a builder.
Yeah, look, I think I would be sitting down with them, explaining to them, say, look, more than happy to pay the balance of money when the job's finished. And like any contractor who does a job for you, it needs to be finished and done properly. There's an implied contract there that it will be done properly, even if it's not obviously specifically laid out in the contract that the rubbish and so on will be removed. You would have thought so. So I think that's quite reasonable.
Thanks.
Good on you. Thank you very much indeed, Tony. All right, we've got tons of room on the board. If you'd like to give us a call now, don't leave it, please, until the last minute as we're getting up towards the top of the hour, which, by the way, we'll have another news bulletin. Alex will bring us up to date with what's going on in the world, and then it'll be Saturday morning at the football. A couple of the boys are over east as we speak, Brad Hardy and Carl Langdon. I think Kim Hagdorn probably will be in the studio, but a bit more about that later. Just wanted to ask all of you, and this is a bit of a spin-off from a couple of discussions we've had, Miguel and Rod, with you and your people over the last few weeks. Seems to be quite a few, you've had a few auctions, and you always seem to have auctions, Rob. Is that now becoming, is the balance between private treaty and auctions, is that dynamic changing at all?
Oh, okay. I met with some people yesterday that are interested in purchasing a property that we're auctioning next Wednesday, which is a commercial property. And one of the comments that I made to them was the fact that, that we will only auction properties that we believe have got what I say is a twist about them. In other words, that there's a particular, you know, something that people really want about it. Now, sadly, deceased estates are things that people find that they're attracted to those. In a lot of cases, the sellers of those properties are keen to the beneficiaries are keen to get them auctioned because it's like a broom that goes through. It's not like, oh, well, you know, it was sold to a friend or whatever and they sold it too cheap. So that way it's a public auction. People, there's no comeback on anybody. There it is, cash 30, 60 days and sold to the highest price bidder. We had a property in Southlake going back probably 12 months ago now. No, it's actually on the day of the federal election. I mucked up and made the auction date on the federal election, but it didn't seem to affect it too much. The house had about 8 car bodies. It was the grass was about 2 feet tall out the front, and the property was in very poor condition. The property needed to be sold, and we had over 100 people at that auction because everybody was there to, you know, buy a bargain. And the property sold for probably in excess of around about 50-odd thousand more than the reserve price. So that's a property that, again, we would take to auction in a flash. If I had a property that was mortgagee sale, obviously that would go to auction. That will succeed. If I had commercial property, I would suggest that, depending on what it was, but I would look at seriously at taking that. But I think the mistake that some people make is that they have, I'll say, a normal home in a normal area, and they'll take that to auction and it doesn't succeed. But I wouldn't call, for example, something in the Ross Moyne school zone a normal area. I would take a property to auction in those areas. And so I think that going back a little while ago, the attitude of Western Australian people was if something's being auctioned, it's because they either want too much money for it or they're desperate. Mm. So there was no sort of middle ground. Mm. I think people now are starting to see the benefits of putting a place to auction. And I think you'll see this year, Rob hasn't gone down to Bunbury for nothing the other day. These people are seeing that there's a lot of benefits in auctioning properties. And I think you'll see this year there will be a really sizable increase in that.
Okay, let's go to Richard in Shoalwater. G'day, Richard.
I just wanted to call back regarding the character that said I was after really flash houses. I own a house that's built in 1957. It's a cottage, and I've completely renovated myself. And every house that I look for in the Willerton and Ross Moyne area is the absolute dumps. They're the very worst and at the very lowest price point that I can afford. And I can't afford that. They start at $650 and go up from there. So I just wanted to make that comment.
Certainly, Richard. Yeah, well, I guess we're all got our budgets for what we can afford and in the areas. And even though prices in Perth have come back, it's still affordability is still an issue, and that's an overflow from our booming market in 2007. However, it is better today to be buying than it was, say, 10 years ago, isn't it, Miguel? It's a reality.
Yes, it is, especially in those areas as well.
So it's hard. It's never easy, you know, getting into the top areas, and it takes a bit of time, and perhaps you've got to trade up a few times with properties until you eventually get there. Good luck, Richard.
Yeah, good on you. Thank you very much again for getting back to us, Richard. And we have, as I say, plenty of scope for your calls right now. But as what normally happens, as you well know, Rob, towards the end of the show,
we have to talk really fast.
Yeah, we have to talk very fast because the lines go a little bit crazy. So give us a buzz now on 922 11882, and we'll be able to accommodate you. So yeah, so that's an interesting comment that you make about auctions, and I'm interested, you know, in what you say about perceptions, Rod. And I must say, I suppose I might have had that perception once upon a time. Well, we're a bit desperate. We can't. The agent can't sell it by private treaty. We last resort. Let's go to an auction.
Yeah. Mm. Well, that's the worst thing you can do.
Well, the key with an auction is the motivation of the seller, and the seller's motivated to meet the market. Then I think you can auction any property.
Yep.
And the benefit for the buyer is they get the opportunity to buy it there and then on the day.
That's right. Let's go back to Tony's call, Tony of Beckenham, in regards to rubbish being left on the verge by the builder who's doing the crossover. We thought we'd go to an absolute expert in the field, Craig Gemmell himself.
Ah.
You there, mate?
I can't get away, Harvey, can I?
That's good. No, what's your view on this, mate?
Oh, look, as the caller had stated, he's got a pretty straightforward contract, which most project builders use. And so the purpose of that practical completion means when the works are completed, except for any, like, omissions or defects that will not affect the house being used for its, its intended purpose. So the purpose of that PCI meeting is to meet with the builder, get it all documented, and the builder is contractually obligated then to fix that. So it must be in writing, you know?
That's what I would have thought too, yeah. I mean, you've got to finish
exactly.
The job, don't you?
But, that's it. And so when we do the PCI inspection, the house is 99.9%, but there will always be little things that will not affect the use of its intended purpose. So you don't want to get into a fight with your builder and hold back money and threaten, because they can, under that contract, charge you interest.
So it's really just getting balanced, getting it documented that needs to be done, and then going from there.
Yeah, and if it's a standard HIA or MBA contract, there's three copies there. The owner gets a copy of that inspection, and he's got the record. He's just got a note on there, and the works will be done.
Yeah, easy. Easy peasy. Straightforward. Good on you, Craig. Thanks,
very
mate.
Very simple.
Yeah,
no worries.
Appreciate it. Thanks very much indeed, mate. We shall take a little bit of a break, and then we've got time for more of your calls on 922 11882.
We're talking property for Gemmell Homes. Craig stands behind every home he builds. The local. Definition? A pub one frequents due to its convenient proximity to one's home. But it's so much more than that. Especially if your local is the Odeon. There's just something to the place. The Odeon brings that country pub warmth to the city with their fantastic service, plus delicious menu, beer garden and sports bar. And they're the winner of the AHAWA Pub Tab Award for 2016. Open 7 days a week. So drop right in and say g'day. The Odeon Tab is on your way. OdeonTavern.com.au.
Corrimal and Windsor's exciting new range of caravans are built for adventure and designed with style. Whether it is in the comfort and elegance of our on-road caravans and pop-tops or our brand new off-road tough caravans and campers, Corrimal Windsor will ensure you experience Australia your way. See for yourself this weekend at the Perth Caravan and Camping Show for a chance to win an Element caravan or Seeker pop-top. Proudly manufactured in WA for 40 years and with three dealerships in Perth. Choose Corrimal Windsor, the trusted brands, with a fresh new look.
Right now, I've got Amaro Vello, WA sales manager for Mervac. I'll tell you where he is, and he's got a better review than we have, I would imagine. He is on the balcony of a Latitude apartment on Leighton Beach, no less. Good morning to you, Amaro.
Good morning, Harvey. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks. Well, I can think of worse places to be than where you are right now.
Absolutely, Harvey. The view here is absolutely stunning.
All right, so downsizing to an oceanfront apartment, what's not to love, I suppose?
Yeah, look, you'd be hard-pressed to beat it, but like everything, there are costs involved. You've got to pack up and sell your home and arrange the move. So we're helping buyers out with the cost of their agent selling fees, their packing and removalist costs, and up to 3 months' storage.
Well, that is a great help. Why is Latitude attracting so many buyers, do you think?
Well, apart from its absolute beachfront location, Harvey, there's also the nearby amenities, including the train station, and you're only minutes from the heart of Freer.
It does sound amazing. When's Latitude due for completion?
You could be soaking up the sunset ocean view by the end of this year. You'll want to be quick, though, as these apartments will be snapped up. So, look, please call us now on 9424-9999.
Well, I've got to ask you all the hard and important questions, I'm afraid, Amaro. Just how much is an oceanside apartment at Latitude Leighton Beach?
Harvey, this is the exciting part. You could be living oceanside from just
$499,000. $499,000. A beachside apartment from $499,000. Hey, where do I sign? It's been terrific talking to you, Amaro. Very, very interesting, terrific location, and thanks for joining us on the show this morning.
Thanks, Harvey.
And there you have it. For more info, head to latitude.mervac.com.au.
Hi, I'm Paul McGovern from WA Hino with some great news for anyone looking to buy a new truck. Right now, we have some super specials on all of our 2016 plated Hinos. They must be cleared and no reasonable offer will be refused. What's more, we now have the exciting new range of Hino 500 series available. So please come out and see us at 24 Kewdale Road, Welshpool, or call 9351 2000. Part of AHG, DL 13358.
Seniors rental units available now at Savile Grove Gardens. Live in a secure community with meal options and your maintenance taken care of, all for a simple weekly rent. Find out more today between 10 and 2 at our Village Open Day. View display units and find out how rental retirement villages really work. Enjoy a free Devonshire tea and sausage sizzle. Plus, go into the draw to win a year's worth of groceries valued at $2,600. Discover Savile Grove Gardens today between 10 and 2. 15 Breton Retreat, Savile Grove.
This is Talking Property on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
Yes, for Gemmell Homes, and Craig stands behind every home he sells, and the phones have gone a little bit crazy, as they always do in the last segment of the show. Patrick of Beaconsfield. G'day, Patrick.
Yeah, good morning, boys. I live in Beaconsfield. I just want to know how the property market's going here. Is it going up, or is it going to go down, or what do you guys think?
Yeah, Rod Ryan speaking here. Look, I think that the property market in Beaconsfield's fairly strong. The property market in Fremantle's fairly strong. And the reason for that is because there is not an awful lot of property going onto the market in those areas. If you go out to the Beldivises of the world, there's a lot of property, a lot of choice and so on, and it's very hard to make the sales in those areas, in my opinion. Beaconsfield is a very good area. It's a well sought after area. They're not getting super prices there because we're probably not getting super prices anywhere. So it's a good time for people to be buying. The problem that they've got from the buyer's point of view is they've got to be able to find the properties because there's not as many out there that people think.
It's an interesting area too, isn't it, Beaconsfield? What sort of are you looking at buying in there, Patrick, or you've got something?
No, I've been here for many, many years, and I'm thinking of selling and downsizing.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Look, it's an interesting area in Perth because there will be a lot of new development through there. It's a great coastal area, right down through to North Coogee and so on. And it's an area which hasn't really fully developed, has it? It's a bit bitsy through there, isn't it, still?
Yes, it is. Yeah. It is, but it's always...
The potential is enormous.
Yeah, but because it rubs shoulders with Fremantle, it's always going to be always a good suburb.
So I think it still sell well. Mm. And, you know, you're buying and selling on the same market.
Mm. Thank you, Patrick. Now, let's go to Ish of Harrisdale. G'day, Ish. How are you going?
Hey, good, guys. How are you?
Good.
My question is, just going thinking to buy a house nearby my dog because my son is going to school.
Yep.
The All Saints. So what would be the property market for Bibra Lake? So is it like too many housing rest homes over there?
No, it's usually a fairly good supply through there in Bibra Lake, and you've got, you know, quite a bit of selection through there, really, don't you, Rod? You know, you've got South Lake as well. There's quite a few areas that are well established through there and reasonable prices.
You do, and you've got North Lake, you've got Cardinia. I think Cardinia.
Get into Cardinia.
Yeah, but a high price.
Yeah.
My sister recently bought a house in Cardinia, and I see value in Cardinia and in North Lake. I think North Lake's not a big area; it's a tiny area. But I see value in those two areas. And Bibra Lake, you know, you can go up to St. Paul's and buy a more modern home, but you start paying over in excess of, you know, $650,000 to $900,000 there.
What's your budget-ish?
I'm looking after, like, $500,000 or $550,000. I have looked, actually, a few houses in Bibra Lake. That comes into the same budget, but they're pretty old. We can say they're pretty old buildings.
That's right. Well, I think Bibra Lake's got a median price a bit over 500. But, yeah, a lot of those areas, South Lake too, if you go a bit further south, it's older, you know, they're now approaching 30 years, some of those properties. So within your budget, you can start to, I guess, get in even North Lake. You get into North Lake.
You start paying over $600,000 there. Yeah. A little bit bigger blocks.
It's a bit tight.
It is. Mm. And then if for the newer houses in Bibra Lake, you'll be paying in excess of $650,000. So... yeah, that's what you're buying. You're buying the older house that you need to renovate.
Right. Now, coming up after the 10 o'clock news, we have Saturday morning at the football, and Carl Langdon and Brad Hardy are in Melbourne. You're on the OB line there, Carl. Can you pick us up?
Yes. Hello, Harvey. How are you, mate?
How are you, mate? Good.
Going very well, thank you.
Good. Well, great. Oh, well, I don't know about the standard last night, but I thought it was an exciting game last night, mate.
Yeah, well, that's good. I was on a plane, so I didn't see any of it. So I've got as much chance of talking about the footy as a bloke in the back of Africa chasing a camel.
But a good start to the season, matey?
Yeah, well, you'd think so. Western Bulldogs got the job done, and in the end, a couple of points. I haven't had a chance to even see the replay at this stage, but I did see the Richmond-Carlton game, and I suppose one thing that people will talk about this morning is why do those two clubs kick off the season every single year? Certainly Martin was outstanding with his four goals, and Castagna showed that he might be a bit of a pinch hitter forward for them. He was inaccurate. He could have kicked six. Two goals, four was a good return for him. Matthew Nichols, he rolled out on Thursday night. He's going to front up again after the umpire's lack of talent and injuries. So their headset, and that was Hayden Kennedy, so we'll have a chat about that.
Couple of dodgy decisions last night, I reckon, mate. And I'm no Pies fan, but they seem to get a little bit of the rough end of the affairs last night.
Well, don't get the Bulldog started over here. He's already frothing at the mouth, so he'll come back at you pretty quickly.
Shut up, Deegan.
See? So it didn't take him long.
Hello, Barney.
He's going well. He just can't hear much of you. So we'll talk about all that and more, and we've got Michael Pryor in advance of the Freo game, so we'll have a chat to him in the Freo camp.
Good on you, mate. Look forward to Saturday morning at the footy after the 10 o'clock news. Neville in Safety Bay is our next caller. G'day, Nev.
G'day, gentlemen. Just got a quick question regarding a property across the road from me. It's going to be it's a deceased estate. Yep. It's about 3,200 square metres. It's got entry from three sides, so three roads entry. Is there any obligation? 600 metres from the beach, it's going to be really just wanted a property. Is there any justification or obligation by Shire or people, the real estate people or anyone, to the local residents, i.e. the four people that live across the road from this block, that if there's going to be some sort of, say, unit development complex put in there, because I definitely do not want that. That will probably bring the property values down quite a lot in this area.
Well, you know the zoning in the area? What's the zoning?
Who knows, because it hasn't even come on the market yet, because it used to be an original farmhouse, so it's got a house on one...
but it probably be you're directly across the road?
Directly across the road, yeah.
I'm guessing, but I guess you'd have the same zoning. What's the zoning of your property?
It's just residential.
Residential? Well, probably the easiest thing to do is go to local Shire, find out what the zoning is, and you'll see once the property's being marketed, the agent will market the potential of the property. But you could talk to the local Shire about what the potential is through there, whether it is development potential or not.
Well, the problem with that is, though, because it's like 3,200 square metres, we don't know whether it's actually got four separate titles. If it's one title, would that change the...
No.
The rules?
No, no, not really. I mean, if it's multiple titles, you'll probably find it'll be sold as one parcel and then amalgamated. Local Shire is the one to talk to about the development potential through there and whether it is apartments. If it is, that's the zoning in the area. And the agent will certainly be disclosing that because that'll be part of the saleability of the property.
Okay, so would that actually reduce the property values around here if it does?
Not necessarily. If your property's got development potential as well, that's the inherent underlying value. You know, perhaps better to have something developed rather than an old farmhouse across the road. Mm. Hard to say, I haven't seen the property, but Local Shire would be the one I'd be starting with to see what the potential of that property is and the likely outcome if it is developed.
Thank you, Neville. Scott, a real estate agent in Willerton, said there were going to be properties available from $499,000 very soon, so that's interesting. Thank you. This is the program that the real estate agents listen to. There's no question about that. Boys, we're running out of time. John of Atterdale is our winner. First caller, I think. Yep, John of Atterdale. And thank you for your call, and thanks to everybody who called the show today. John, you have won yourself a $100 Stratco voucher. You can use it at any of their stores. Thank you, Stratco, in conjunction with Gemmell Homes. Now, Rod and Miguel, if people want to know a little bit more about home opens and commercial properties and whatnot, I suppose the obvious place to go is your website, is it?
Yes, that'll be right. DeFreitasRyan.com.au, or you can call us on 9499 6000. And, I think there's some good opportunities out there for people to enter the property market right now.
No doubt at all about that. Rob would agree with that. What have you got coming up today, Mark?
Oh, I've got a couple of auctions today. An amazing property at 8 St Leonard's Avenue in West Leadville, Enzo Pagnozzi from Growth Realty. 1895, original house, fully renovated, beautiful spot there. So when you want to buy yourself a beautiful inner city home, that's the one, and 1230 development site in Innaloo.
Sounds good to me. Thanks for coming in, boys. We will obviously have our property update with one of you or one of your colleagues next week and have you back in the studio very soon. Have you back in the studio if you're a good boy, Rob, next Saturday at this time. Thanks, Madison, for producing the show today. Stand by now for the news and Saturday morning at the footy.